Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The left fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Avila scores. Doby moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Heaton moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dell Singh. Avila reaches second base with a double. Heaton scores. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dell Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dell Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Sacecki now pitching. Jim Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heaton hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Sacecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sacecki strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mapes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Lawler to Arft and they have Easter trapped. The throw over to Young, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh strikes out. One out. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 1 in the game. Jennings takes first base on ball 4. Jim Sacecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sacecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sacecki hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mapes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Arft moves to second. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Easter strikes out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sucheki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosen moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. 2 outs. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kenwood pinch hits for Bill Jennings. Kenwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. 1 out. Ben Taylor pinch hits for Jim Sucheki. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marsh moves to third. Young moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Widmer now pitching. Bud Thomas now playing shortstop. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing center field. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Arft hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Easter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mapes. Easter reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Easter scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing first base. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Jack McGuire pinch hits for Al Widmer. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.